This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Across the state, about 10% of teachers don't return to their jobs each year, according to the Texas Education Agency. In Dallas ISD, it's been as high as 20%. School districts and others are trying to change that. A year-long teaching residency could make the difference between a new teacher staying or quitting. Ivory Smith reads from a children's picture book to a group of fifth graders.
Chrysanthemum took the longest route to school.
I know what she was like because she didn't like them to bully her name.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The book called Chrysanthemum is about a young mouse who gets teased about her name. Smith is a teacher in training in a class in the Richardson School District. She's part of the Dallas Teacher Residency, which pairs student teachers with mentor teachers inside urban schools for an entire school year. Smith and other student teachers spend 4 days a week in a classroom and another day taking graduate-level courses through Texas A&M Commerce. Next year, she gets her own class. Smith's working in a bilingual class in RISD Academy. It's one of the lowest performing campuses in the Richardson School District. Nearly 95% of students are economically disadvantaged. Smith likes the experience because it's more practical than what she got in school.
When you're in college, especially undergrad, you're kind of secluded and you're only around this specific dichotomy of people, right? So you're with adults who are either studying with you or you're with adults who are teaching you.
Smith's learning from Vanessa Andrade, her mentor teacher. Andrade takes the lead in lesson planning, teaching the class, and analyzing student testing data. Andrade says the goal is to get Smith to eventually take on some of these tasks.
A mentor is supposed to be invested in the resident's learning. So making sure that Ivory's needs are met and anything that she wants, any goals that she wants to set for herself, that we're meeting those goals and that she's feeling comfortable, not only on a daily basis, but also in terms of her schoolwork.
The Dallas Teacher Residency Program, which launched in 2013, places teachers in the Dallas, Richardson, and Mesquite school districts. It splits the costs with the districts in Texas A&M Commerce. The residency intentionally places student teachers inside high-need schools. Rob DeHaas, co-founder and CEO of Dallas Teacher Residency, says he supports this approach because of his own experience. As the former director of Uplift Heights Preparatory in West Dallas, DeHaas interviewed a lot of job candidates. Many of them had experience working in suburban and wealthy school districts.
A lot of times in traditional or alternative settings, new teachers will get the keys to their classroom right away and be thrown into an incredibly challenging situation or setting with very little training. And even if they have had training, a lot of times that training doesn't mirror the demographic of students.
And that puts teachers at risk of feeling frustrated and leaving the job. Alexandra Level is Associate Dean for Educator Preparation at the University of North Texas. She says getting the right kind of training is critical to keeping teachers in the classroom.
Those first 2 and 3 years, that's where a teacher really begins to, you know, get in their groove and be able to impact students. And so if we're losing teachers after the first 2 years, we're getting the jobs filled, but we're not keeping people in the profession. And so retention is huge.
Back in the classroom, Ivory Smith is asking kids about the book Chrysanthemum.
What was the point when everything turned around, right?
People started liking her name.
Why?
Because they said it was like a flower.
Smith says her year-long experience in the classroom is invaluable.
And this program is like, you all need to be hands-on. You all need to plan this lesson. You need to teach this lesson. You're going to be observed. Because next year, when you're in your own classroom, and so it kind of intensifies everything that we're doing, that can kind of be like nerve-wracking, but it's also my motivator.
It's motivated her to one day lead her own classroom. Stella Chavez, KERA News.